Matthew 5, verse 38. This is Jesus speaking. You've heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Well, you'll see behind me, I've got two boxes here. I've got an F box for friends. That's for people who love you. And then over here, we've got an E box for enemies, for people who hate you. A friend box and an enemy box. And we're going to have a think about which box to put people in. Let's begin with this guy. This is the guy at school who makes you laugh, and he always plays with you, and he gives you a birthday card when it's your birthday and invites you to their house. So what do you think? Which box does this guy go into? To the F for friend or to the E for enemy? Maybe you can point, boys and girls. Which box do you think? F for friend? Yeah, you're all there. Yeah, absolutely. He's a friend. So he goes into the friend box. Then we've got this person here. Now, this person doesn't make you smile and laugh. This person actually makes you cry at school. They never let you play with them. In fact, they call you names a lot of the time, and it makes you feel really quite sad. What do you think? Which box should this person go in? To the friend box over here or to the enemy box over here? Which side do you think? Yeah, good pointing. Yeah, you're absolutely right. This person is in the enemy box. They don't like you. They hate you. They make life difficult for you. Then we've got this woman. She's the shopkeeper of the local shop. And every time you go in, she's really kind to you. She's always talking to you. In fact, once she's even given you a little bag of sweets because she's kind like that. I wonder what you think. What friend box or enemy box? Which one? Have a point. Which one do you think? Yeah, you guys are absolutely right. In the friend box. Then finally, we've got this man. Well, you've never met him, but he's on the internet. And knowing that you are a Christian, he writes some really, really horrible things about you and to you. And that makes you feel really, really sad indeed. What do you think? Friend or enemy? What do you think? Yeah, that's right. Another enemy over here. Friends and enemies. Well, Jesus has been teaching us all about how we should live as followers in his kingdom. He's been teaching us in the last few weeks about not being angry and about being honest. And from the beginning of our reading today, he's been teaching us about what to do when someone hurts you and how we shouldn't harm them back, but take the opportunity to love them instead. But what about when it comes to our friends and our enemies? As a follower of Jesus, someone who trusts in Jesus and obeys him, someone who's part of his kingdom, how should we treat our friends and our enemies? Well, Jesus begins by saying this. He says, you've heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Jesus says, that's what some people say, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Some people say, when it comes to our friends, we ought to love them. When it comes to our enemies, we can hate them. That's what Jesus said. That's what some people say. And that's what the people that Jesus was teaching had heard. Now, they hadn't heard this from God. This wasn't something that they'd read in the Bible or the Old Testament. Actually, the Old Testament encourages us to love our enemies. For example, in the book of Exodus, God says, if you come across your enemy's ox or donkey wandering away, be sure to bring it back to them. Or if you see the donkey of someone who hates you fallen down under its load, don't leave it there. Be sure you help them with it. So the people that Jesus was teaching, they'd heard, love your friend, hate your enemy. But they hadn't heard that from God. That wasn't what God had said or what the Bible had said. They'd heard that from the Pharisees and from the scribes. That was what they were teaching. And as we've already seen, the Pharisees, they tended to rub out some of the harder rules in God's word and tended to add in some things to make it easier. Things like, it's fine to hate your enemy. So Jesus says, well, I know that that's what you've heard from the Pharisees, but don't listen to them. They don't know how to please God. They don't know how to live in God's kingdom. Instead, listen to me, because Jesus says, I'm the king of the kingdom of God. And then Jesus goes ahead and tells us how we should live as his followers in his kingdom when it comes to treating our friends and our enemies. And Jesus says, don't just love your friends, love your enemies too. Don't just love your friends, love your enemies as well. He says in verse 44, I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Make sure to pray good things for those who make your life hard because you trust in Jesus. So, yes, love your friends, but don't hate your enemies. Love your enemies. Well, what does that mean? That means that whatever good we might do for a friend, Jesus says, do that for your enemy too, for the person who hates you. So tell me, boys and girls, would you say, when you see your friend in the morning, would you say hello or good morning or hi or nice to see you? Would you do that for a friend? Yeah, that's right. That's the type of thing we do for a friend. Jesus says, do that for your enemy as well. Or tell me, if your friend didn't happen to have any lunch on a particular day, would you share some of your lunch with your friend? Yeah, I think we all would, wouldn't we? That's what we would do for a friend. Jesus says, do that for your enemy too. Or tell me, boys and girls, if your friend fell over and got hurt in the playground, would you help them up and brush them off? And maybe even take them to see a teacher or to see the school nurse. Would you do that for a friend? What do you think? Is that a thumbs up? I think it is. That's the type of thing that we would do for a friend. Jesus says, do that for your enemy too. Or if your friend got sick, would you pray for them to get better? Yeah, of course we would. Jesus says, do that for your enemy as well. Whatever good thing you would do for a friend, do that for your enemy too. But of course, all of this is really, 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 really hard to do. Because of course, our enemies don't deserve to be treated well. And it's kind of not fair that they treat us badly, but then we should treat them well. So you might hear all of this and think, look, I just don't want to love my enemy. It's too hard. I don't like Jesus' teaching on this. So what's going to change us so that we might want to love our enemy? Well, Jesus says, you need to look to God. You need to look to your heavenly Father. Because God doesn't just love his friends. He also loves his enemies. Jesus says, your Father in heaven causes his sun to rise on evil people and good people. So tell me, when God makes the sun to rise in the morning, to give light and to make us happy and to make the plants grow. Tell me, you might need to use your imagination with this, but here's the sun. Does he make the sun shine only on his friends? Or does he make the sun shine on for everyone, both for his friends and for his enemies? What does God do? God makes the sun shine on everyone because he loves not only his friends, but also his enemies. Even on people who say God didn't even make the sun, he still makes the sun shine on them. And then Jesus goes on. He says, and God sends rain on good people and bad people. Now, I know we don't always like rain because, of course, it makes us wet. And it means we've got to stay inside and it ruins our plans for picnics and so on. But rain is, in fact, a really good gift from God because rain makes the plants grow and it fills up the reservoirs so that when we turn on our tap, there's enough water to drink and there's enough water for a bath. And there's enough water to cook with and to play with the hose and all of those things. If there was no rain, there'd be none of that. Rain is a really good gift from God. Now, when God makes the rain fall, does he make it fall only for the benefit of his friends, or does he make it fall for the benefit of everyone? Well, here we go again. Use your imagination. He certainly makes it fall on his friends. But he also makes it fall for the benefit of his enemies. Because God loves his friends and his enemies. Even those who say that God didn't make the rain, God still sends rain for them. Now, of course, the sun and the rain, they're just two of many examples of the good things that God does for everybody, whether they're his friend or his enemy. It's what we call God's common grace, and this is just what God is like. So Jesus says, be like your Father in heaven. Love not just your friends, but also your enemies. And he gives two more reasons. Firstly, he says, if you love your enemies as well as your friends, that shows that you're one of his children. That shows you that you're one of God's children. If we copy God in this, other people will be able to see that we're his children. He goes on to say, Jesus, but I tell you, love your enemies, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. Now, loving our enemies is not the way that we become God's children. We become God's children when we turn and trust in Jesus. But loving our enemies is one of the ways that we show that we're God's children. I mentioned this story to the adults just a few weeks ago. But a while back, I knew a man who lived nearby to me. He was very, very tall, 6'4", something like that. Now, I knew he had children, but I'd never met them. But every so often, I'd look out the window and I'd see a teenager playing on his bike, who was probably 4, 5, 6 inches taller than any of his friends. And I'd see that teenager and I thought, I am sure that that's a son of that man because he looks just like him. He's tall like his father. And I was always right. His children were so easy to spot. He was like his dad. There was that clear family resemblance. And Jesus says that's like how it is with God and us, his children. Our Father in heaven loves his enemies. And when we love our enemies, we're like our Father. It shows that we're one of his children. And it is a wonderful privilege and a wonderful thing to be known as one of God's children. So it shows that we are his children if we love our enemies. But secondly, it is a really, really big deal. Jesus goes on to teach that just loving our friends, it's good, but it's nothing special. But to love your enemies, that is really, really special and a really big deal. Jesus says everybody loves their friends, even the bad guys, even the don't believe in God guys, everybody. Jesus says, verse 46, if you love those who love you, you're not going to get a reward or a medal. Even the tax collectors, the bad guys, do that. He says, if you greet, if you say hello to, invite to your house only your own people, what are you doing more than others? You're no better than anyone else. Even pagans, even the don't believe in God guys, do that. Loving our friends, it's good, but it's nothing special. Loving our friends is a bit like going to school. It is good to go to school. We ought to go to school, but it's nothing special. It's no big deal. It's not worthy of a prize or a medal. I mean, can you imagine grown-ups? Can you imagine a job interview? A job interview, and the interviewer asks, why should we give you the job? What makes you stand out from everybody else? And the person says, well, I can give you two reasons. Number one, I went to primary school. I went to primary school. That's right. Number two, I went to secondary school. That's why I should get this job. It really makes me stand out. The interviewer say, look, I mean, it's good that you went to school and everything, but it's nothing special. Even the bank robbers went to school. Everyone goes to school. It's nothing special. Well, that's like loving your enemies, Jesus says. It's good to love our enemies. We ought to. But it's nothing special because everybody loves their friends. It's good to love our friends. We ought to love our friends, but it's nothing special. Now, what's special is loving our enemy. That's the big deal. Love our enemy and God will give us a reward in heaven. Love your enemy and you'll stand out from everybody else and be known as a child of God. And so in all of this, Jesus says, look, you need to try and copy God. Aim high. Don't be content with just walking on the flat. Aim for the big mountains. Aim high. Aim to be like God. Jesus says, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Jesus says you should want to be like him. Try and be like him. He's the one you should seek to copy in all of this, not anybody else. But of course, we know that we can never be fully perfect like God. With God's help, we can begin to love our enemies, but even then, we still fail. Instead of loving our enemies, sometimes, often, maybe even, we want to hurt them. So we need God's forgiveness, and not just once, but again and again and again and again, because we fail at this. Wonderfully, though, our Heavenly Father loves us, and when we sin against him, he still loves us. And if we ask him to forgive us and to help us, he will help us not just to love our friends, but also to love our enemies. Let's pray that God would help us in that. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are so full of love, both for your friends and for your enemies, that you send the sun and the rain, both on your friends and on your enemies, because you're so full of love. And we pray, please, that you would help us to be like our Father in heaven, to love not just our friends, but also our enemies. Help us in this. We find this very difficult. Please change our hearts. Please, would you reassure us of your love for us and your forgiveness for us, and help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, our final song this morning is all about God's amazing love, even for his enemies. Amazing grace. Thank you. Final prayer from Ephesians chapter 3. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.